The old way of thinking is that it's your genetics. It's a sedentary lifestyle. That's why you're overweight. The new paradigm is actually these obesogens, these toxins that are causing it. So here's how it works. The number one priority for the human body, survival. The body wants to survive. It will do everything possible to survive. So when these toxins enter your body, they're called obesogens. You can see the first bubble there. They activate a pathway in your body called PPAR gamma. This is the innate intelligence's way of shuttling those toxins where? To your fat cells, because there's a lot of room there. And if there's not room, it'll increase your fat cells. And if there's not enough room there, it'll create new fat cells. Because the solution to pollution is dilution.
The Greek definition for metabolism is to transform. Your metabolism is designed to take food and to transform it into energy so you feel good and burn fat. We are determined to deliver the science and art of metabolism to you. We bring on the thought leaders in this space to have life-changing conversations so you could apply and upgrade your metabolism. The topics covered here include biohacking, ketosis, carnivore, fasting strategies, mindset, and metabolic health. Your body was built to be self-healing. Our goal is to identify the interference and remove it. You are a masterpiece because you are a piece of the master. Welcome to the Metabolic Freedom Podcast. My name is Ben Azadi. I'm the best-selling author of Keto Flex, and I want to thank you for spending part of your day with me. Well, today is a special day. As you just heard, we have a new intro, a new name. Genesis is something really, really incredible. Hello, first and foremost. My name is Ben Azadi. I am your host today. And for many years, we were called the Keto Cam Podcast. As of today and moving forward, we are officially called Metabolic Freedom with Ben Azadi. With this change, the reason why we made this change is because number one, we are so much more than keto. And yes, Keto Camp is still my company, still my brand. I love keto. We'll continue educating on this podcast and other avenues on keto. It is an amazing metabolic process. However, we are so much more than that. We discuss biohacking and mindset and sleep and performance and fat loss and metabolism. And if you've been a subscriber, you know that we're way more than keto. So the new name has just been revealed to you today. It's called Metabolic Freedom. What is metabolic freedom? That is the way God designed the human body to be metabolically free, meaning you're able to use any substrate for energy and burn fat and feel good. Food, supplements, air, oxygen, sunlight, whatever is available, your metabolism uses it. And that is what this is all about, metabolism, metabolic health. I posted recently on social media that I just signed a book deal with Hay House. Hay House is my favorite publisher in the entire world. There are amazing publishers out there. There are the top five. Hay House is in that top five in terms of the biggest names out there. I've always wanted to work with Hay House. I've written four books, all self-published, all best-selling books, but I never really explored the publishing route, and I just recently did, and we agreed to work on a book together. And the name of the book is the same name of this new podcast title, which is Metabolic Freedom. And it's really full circle because back in 2008, when I was obese physically, obese mentally, being depressed and suicidal, with addictions to drugs and food and video games, ready to give up on life, that is not an exaggeration, I started to read books. Several of those books were from Hay House authors, including Dr. Wayne Dyer, who I still read to this day. That is the truth. Every morning I read Dr. Wayne Dyer. He was a Hay House author. And now the fact that I am a Hay House author, along with my good friend Dr. Mindy Pels and Dr. Joe Dispenza and Lewis House and Brendan Bouchard and Gabby Bernstein, it's such an honor to be a part of this organization, the Hay House organization. And the book will be out next year, June 2025, I'm working on it right now. So that is why we changed the name. We hope you'll love the new intro. There's also a new outro, which you'll hear when you finish today's episode. And today's episode is also a special one. It is the full keynote lecture I recently delivered at the Biohacker Expo in Miami, hosted by Sandy Martin. They will be coming back next year. So check them out, biohackerexpo.com. I had my entire lecture professionally recorded, all about metabolic dysfunction, the top five main causes of metabolic dysfunction and the solutions to the problem. You're going to love the presentation today. I'm giving you the full presentation on today's episode. The video will also be released on our YouTube channel today as well. If you want to see the slides and all that, you could watch the video version today. You're going to learn a lot about the metabolism on today's episode. I really had a lot of fun at the Biohacker Expo. Other amazing speakers were there. Gary Brecka, Jonathan Fields, Lat Mansour, Dr. Robert Lufkin, Dr. Chris Palmer, who I actually did a live podcast interview with him on stage. That's actually going to be released for you this Friday, so stay tuned for that. We've got a lot of goodies coming your way. But I'm very excited about this change. We have a lot of incredible guests coming your way for in-person interviews and also virtual interviews. And stay tuned because there's a lot of cool things that are going to be released here on the Metabolic Freedom Podcast. I still got to get used to saying that. So thanks for being here. Thank you. I love you. I appreciate you. I have vitamin G for you. I don't want to take too much time talking about me. I want to give you what you came for today, which is the content. So without further ado, let's get into the presentation. You're going to love it. Take a lot of notes. Watch the video version on our YouTube channel. We'll drop that link down below. Go check out Biohacker Expo as well to get tickets for next year, biohackerexpo.com. And let's get right into the episode.
Hello. Hello. Happy Saturday. Y'all hear me? Okay. I have some ethical bribes with my books here, so we're going to participate together. I guarantee you that this presentation is going to be unlike anything you've seen before. It's going to challenge your way of thinking, and there's a lot of slides, so be prepared for that. If you want my slides, by the way, I'm happy to give you all of them. If you want to look through the research, just email me support@ketocamp.com, camp with a K. Put Biohacker Expo 2024 slides and my assistant will send that to you. Without further ado, I'm going to be discussing the five main causes of metabolic dysfunction. I'm writing a new book that'll be out in 2025, all about the metabolism. Every single cell in your body is dependent on metabolism. The Greek definition for metabolism is to transform. So we take food, we take light, we take oxygen, and our metabolism, our cells, transforms that into energy. And the reason why so many people struggle with energy and they're inflamed and they have diabetes or whatever the condition is, it's a struggling metabolism. So I'm gonna share the top five causes to why we have metabolic dysfunction, but even better, the solutions as well. So it's great to be here with you today. Sandy, thank you for putting this on. Like Jonathan just shared, he had a great lecture. It takes a lot of work and all these moving parts to put on a show like this. So I'm grateful to be a part of it in my hometown of Miami. So without further ado, let's get into the slides. According to the CDC and cancer.org, 1 in 3 women are diagnosed with cancer within their lifetime. Men, 1 in 2. 60% of Americans are diabetic or pre-diabetic. They're predicting by the year 2032, not too far from now, 1 in 2 children will be born on the autism spectrum. Heart disease is the number one killer in the United States. A person dies from heart disease every 33 seconds. 600,000 plus people every year die from heart disease. And there's a term called lipophobia. It's a noun, a fear of dietary fat based off 50 plus years of misinformation and propaganda. What do I mean by that? Well, if I asked, not here, because we're smart and we're forward thinking, but if I asked 100 people on South Beach, what is the cause of heart disease and heart attacks and strokes? What are they gonna say? High cholesterol, right? We've been taught high cholesterol, stay away from saturated fat. And it's thanks to this guy. How many of you know Ansel Keys? Anybody know Ansel Keys, the history of Ansel Keys? Okay, not a lot of you, but this is the reason why we have been thought to believe that fats cause heart attacks. 1950s, working with the US government, and he had a hypothesis that the countries that have the highest rates of heart disease are the countries that consume the most amount of saturated fats and cholesterol. So he surveyed 22 countries, but he only published 6 of them because the other countries didn't fit his hypothesis. And the 6 countries he published, he claimed that they were consuming saturated fat, but they were eating trans fat margin. The government believed his lies. And to this day, 2024, even though this is the 1950s, we're dealing with the misinformation because a lie told often enough becomes the truth. Didn't we see that the last few years with COVID? And the reason why so many people believe that cholesterol causes heart attacks is because when they look at autopsies of heart attack victims, they see in their arteries a lot of cholesterol built up. But that's like saying every time there's a fire in my neighborhood, I notice firefighters there. So they are the cause of the fire because every time there's a fire, there's always firefighters. Now, the firefighters are there to put out the fire. The cholesterol is there to put out the fire, the inflammation. You have 70 trillion cells in your body. Every cell is made up of a membrane, which is made up of cholesterol. Cholesterol makes your hormones. Cholesterol helps your liver produce bile. Cholesterol is vital for health and longevity. And there's a gentleman, he's a heart surgeon, Dr. Philip Ovadia, who I've had on my Keto Camp podcast. And he's gonna share, I'm gonna play this short clip with you. He's gonna share how there's only one cause of heart disease, only one, and that is damage to the blood vessels. So check this out.
Forms of heart disease, but the most common form is what we call atherosclerotic.
Is that loud enough?
Heart disease.
Can you make that louder?
The buildup of plaque within the arteries of the heart that can ultimately lead to things like heart attacks. And when you look at atherosclerotic heart disease, it really comes down to one major factor, and that is damage to the blood vessel wall. That is the inciting event that has to happen for these plaques to start to build up. Now, what causes that damage? That's where we get into some different factors.
That's the question.
The big ones are going to be insulin resistance, first, you know, and foremost, probably the most common problem today. Smoking is another big one. Now, we've done a pretty good job at cutting down on the smoking rates. And, you know, that ultimately is what led to some of the improvements we saw around heart disease, you know, throughout the 1980s, 1990s, you know, up until about 2000, when that downward trend that we were seeing started to go back up again. And, you know, probably high blood pressure is the other most common one we see. But again, high blood pressure acts via insulin resistance. Mm-hmm. So it really comes down to insulin resistance and then other toxins that damage the blood vessels, smoking being the most common, but there are other things like heavy metals, air pollution, things like that that can cause that as well. But ultimately, we have to come back to damage to the blood vessel wall, to the lining of the blood vessel, as the root cause of heart disease.
Insulin resistance. Insulin resistance is the first domino to fall before all these other diseases happen. So one of the most important things you can do for your health, and if you're working with clients and patients, what you can do for them, is to test your fasting insulin. Write it down. Test your fasting insulin. You wanna have, your insulin should be sensitive. It should be in the single digits. Like my fasting insulin is typically 3. If we see it 15, that's insulin resistance. If we see it 30, that's full-blown insulin resistance. And here's the thing. 14 years of this before your blood sugars change and you're diagnosed with diabetes. And we'll talk more about diabetes, but diabetes leads to heart disease as well. And here's the truth, that here's the reason why they don't want you to know the truth, actually. The statin industry, look how much they made last year. $15.4 billion industry to lower cholesterol. But here's the thing, we don't want to lower cholesterol. That's dangerous. And most heart attacks actually occur with people who have normal to low cholesterol, not high cholesterol. This is a 2009 study. We've known this, but big pharma, big food, big government does not want us to know the truth. My goal, and I know a lot of the speakers here, is to strip the power away from big pharma and to give it to you, to your community. Because look, the body is built to be self-healing. I'm gonna talk more about that. I also had Nathan Bryan on my podcast. I think he's around here. He's a friend of mine, he's a nitric oxide researcher, Dr. Nathan Bryan. He's great. He's got some great products. And here's what he shared. It's a 60-second clip about low cholesterol, 200 or less, and what it does to block nitric oxide. Check this out.
That you're more concerned if somebody has a total cholesterol of less than 200 versus somebody who has a higher cholesterol. Explain that and what it does to block nitric oxide.
Our body makes cholesterol. Mm-hmm. So our body doesn't make mistakes. If our body needs cholesterol, our body's going to make it upon demand. So we get cholesterol from the diet. We also get it through endogenous production. Cholesterol is also the backbone for things like testosterone, estrogen, vitamin D. So if our cholesterol gets too low, we can't make hormones or vitamin D. We have a global epidemic of testosterone deficiency in men and hormone imbalances in women and vitamin D deficiency. Yeah, our body heals itself, right? Our body senses what's going on and self-corrects. But if we have a drug that inhibits endogenous cholesterol production, which is what a statin does, then our body can't respond. So if it senses that we're not getting enough cholesterol or that we need to make it, then the body can't. The consequences of that are obviously obvious now.
We want our total cholesterol over 200. As you can see, under 200 is not a good idea. And one of the things he also shared, this is another 60-second clip, antiseptic mouthwash, Scope Listerine, blocks nitric oxide in your mouth and leads to heart disease and erectile dysfunction. Check this out.
So when you disrupt the oral microbiome, it shuts down nitric oxide production. We published, I believe it was in 2012, that if you use mouthwash, your blood pressure goes up. I was on the doctor's show several years ago revealing that if you use mouthwash, you lose the cardioprotective benefits of exercise. Mm. So think about this. You try to do all the right things. You try to eat a good diet. You try to get moderate physical exercise, but if you use in mouthwash, you eliminate the entire cardioprotective benefits of everything you're doing. So, you know, there's a reason we don't take an antibiotic every day for the rest of our lives, because the disruption in the gut microbiome.
It's like dropping a nuke. It'll take care of the bad guys that we want to get to, but also the civilians that...
Yeah, it's collateral damage that causes systemic... It wreaks havoc on the body. You know, the microbiome, the bacteria that live in and on our body, outnumber our own cells 10 to 1. Mm-hmm. So we eradicate those to our own demise. So we have to maintain a healthy microbiome.
So no mouthwash. That's the next tip right there. What would you say, you know, if I ask the average person, what causes heart attacks? They're going to say, you know, obesity, smoking, bad fats, high LDL cholesterol, and all of that may be true. But there was actually a book in the 1980s that came out from Dr. Larry Dossey, medical doctor, called Recovering the Soul. I mean, just the title alone inspires me. I just love that title of the book. But this study in the book showed they could predict when Americans had their first heart attack. More heart attacks take place Monday morning in the United States between 8 and 9 a.m. That's the majority, 85% of the American public, according to studies. Why? Look at the bottom sentence. Going to jobs they hate. Not living a life on purpose with their purpose, mentally stressed, 85% of the time. That's because most people tiptoe their way through life hoping to land safely on death's door. But when you live on purpose with your purpose, it's one of the best biohacks you can do. And by the way, towards the end of my lecture here, I'm gonna give you the single greatest biohack that you could ever implement, and it's free, and it'll upgrade everything you're doing with your nutrition and with your health in general.
Hey, Keto Camper. What if there was an easy way to help detoxify your body, ease stress, unwind, and hey, even burn more calories? What I'm talking about is sauna usage. Now, there's a lot of studies that show the benefits of using a sauna, and it could be kind of complicated because they're expensive, and typically you have to go to a facility to use a sauna. What I love about my sauna is that it's a blanket that I use at the comfort of my own home. I use the one from Boncharge. And sauna blankets work by raising your heart rate to that of physical exercise, so you burn calories while you're relaxing. And you could burn up to 600 calories in one session. Sweating also helps flush out toxins like heavy metals from your body. And elevating your heart rate while relaxing releases endorphins, which can leave you feeling euphoric. I feel like I just got a 60-minute massage when I get out of this thing. It works by using infrared light, which heats the body directly rather than the air around you like a traditional sauna. This means you get the same benefits at a lower heat. You also don't need to have your head in the heat like a traditional sauna. It's very easy to use. You can enjoy a session of 30 to 45 minutes while relaxing, reading, watching TV, or meditating. It's easy to clean. It's low EMF, especially compared to other brands out there. Simple and easy to get set up. And even more important, you, Keto Camper, are offered a nice coupon code for
BondCharge's products, including their infrared sauna blanket. So head over to bondcharge.com/ketocamp and use the coupon code KETOCAMP at checkout to get 15% off your order. We'll drop that link down below along with the coupon code in the podcast notes. Okay, let's get right back to this episode.
Ketones is something that I study a lot. I teach keto, and there's actually a protective effect when you're in ketosis. A lot of people think keto is going to cause a heart attack, when in reality, ketones have a protective effect on the heart. Ketones signal to the mitochondria to reproduce and to actually create mitochondrial biogenesis. So when we think about how God built the human body, and I mentioned this yesterday during the panel, the cells in your body that are most metabolically active and needed for survival are the cells that have the highest concentration of mitochondria, the brain, the eyes, the ovaries, the testicles, etc. Regions of the brain could have over 1 million to 2 million mitochondria in a single cell, ovaries 100,000. So that's how important the mitochondria are. But the heart is also loaded with mitochondria, and you can see ketones have a protective effect on the mitochondria. Although ketones may provide supplemental fuel for the energy-starved heart, their cardiovascular effects appear to extend far beyond cardiac energetics. Indeed, ketone bodies have been shown to influence a variety of cellular processes, including gene transcription, inflammation, oxidative stress, endothelial function, cardiac remodeling, and cardiac risk factors. And tomorrow, Dr. Vlad Mansour is gonna give you a masterclass on ketones, by the way, so stay tuned for that. So what percentage of American adults are healthy, metabolically flexible? It's not a lot. This is a study showing in terms of obesity. In 1985, I'm gonna play this video. There's no audio, but I want you to pay attention to the rates of obesity as it's progressed throughout the years. Check this out. So you can see, 1989, 1990, we're reaching 10 to 14% in some states. Now we're at 15, 19% in some states. As we move into the 2000s or late 90s, we see some states with over 20%, and it keeps going and keeps going and keeps going in the wrong direction. But here's the thing, recent studies also show that 12% of Americans are metabolically healthy. I'll say this a different way, 88% of Americans are metabolically unhealthy. I call them, they're in a keto deficiency. They really could use keto. Recent studies also show it's closer to 93% of Americans are metabolically unhealthy, meaning only about 6.8% of us are metabolically healthy. I think we're all here at this conference this weekend. I'll say that they're all in a keto deficiency. Look, there's nothing new about keto. It's just the metabolic state. The people that are have a broken metabolism, they're burning sugar. They need to burn fat sometimes. And that's what keto is. Harvard is predicting by the year 2030 that 50% of the population here in the great land of America will be classified as obese. We have a problem, but here's the thing. In the 1970s, very uncommon. Dr. Robert Lufkin, who's back there, his book talks all about this. So why are so many people metabolically inflexible? First of all, nobody has a weight problem. It's a weight symptom. I used to be obese and suicidal and depressed. Physically obese, mentally obese. This is 2008, that photo of me on the left. And I changed my metabolism. I changed my thoughts. I implemented the things I'm about to share with you, and I transformed my health, right? Anybody can do it. I was broken. I was on the internet looking for ways to end my life. I was ready. Then I took ownership and responsibility, and I changed my health. And anybody could change their health. The body is so well equipped to do so. And I have this book, Keto Flex. I have 50 copies to give away after my lecture. I'm going to give away a few during this lecture too, but you can see some of my colleagues have endorsed it. Dr. Fung, Bickman, Cynthia Thurlow, Megan Ramos, etc. I get to share the stage with friends and colleagues all over the world. And here's the goal: to become a genius. Einstein said intellectuals solve problems, geniuses prevent them. How much better is it to be proactive than to be reactive and treat symptoms? So let's get into the five root causes. Top five root causes of metabolic dysfunction and disease. Number one, toxins. Environmental toxins. Let's talk about this real quick. According to the Environmental Working Group, they examined the cord blood of newborn babies, and here's what they found. They began life exposed to 287 of the 413 toxic chemicals that were studied. 180 of them were known to cause cancer. Cancer rates in children have risen 67.1% since 1950, and according to the Columbia School of Public Health, 95% of cancers died in environment. Let's start with the low downstream stuff. Plastics. Plastics. This study showed the average person eats a credit card every single week, 5 grams of plastic. From plastic water bottles, heating up plastic Tupperware. So what's the solution? Glass. Drink out of glass bottles as much as possible. Stay away from plastic Tupperware. These toxins, as you're about to learn, get stored in your body fat. So plastic is an issue. Receipts, thermal receipts. When you go to Whole Foods, when you go to the gas station and they ask you for your receipt, I would say no. Here's why. They did studies on receipts and they found that these receipts contain BPA, which is a toxin that is 250 to 1,000 times greater than the BPA found in cans of food. So say no to receipts. Look at your credit card statement online. And it's really not about calories. We have this obesity issue, but it's not really an obesity issue. That's the symptom of something that's happening. It's toxins that are actually causing metabolic dysfunction and diabetes. And I think it's a big disservice when we have health influencers, doctors, dietitians telling their patients and clients, you're overweight, just eat less and move more. How many of you have been taught that or heard that before? Just eat less and move more, right? The old dogma. That's like saying, hey, Warren Buffett, who's a wealthy man and I want to learn how to get wealthy. I asked Warren Buffett a question and he chooses me and he goes, go ahead, Ben, what's your question? And I say, Warren, how do I get rich like you? And he looks at me and he says, that's easy, young man. Just spend less than you earn. Okay. That makes sense, but it's not giving me the solution. Eat less, move more makes sense, but it's not giving you the solution. So I think we do a big disservice when we just tell people it's all about calories. You're overweight, your metabolism's not working, just eat less and move more. It does not work, especially long term. Now, these toxins are the new paradigm. The old way of thinking is that it's your genetics, it's a sedentary lifestyle, that's why you're overweight. The new paradigm is actually these obesogens, these toxins that are causing it. So here's how it works. The number one priority for the human body, survival. The body wants to survive. It will do everything possible to survive. So when these toxins enter your body, they're called obesogens. You can see the first bubble there. They activate a pathway in your body called PPAR gamma. This is the innate intelligence's way of shuttling those toxins where? To your fat cells, because there's a lot of room there. And if there's not room, it'll increase your fat cells. And if there's not enough room there, it'll create new fat cells. Because the solution to pollution is dilution. And there's a lot of dilution in your body fat. So it makes us obese. These toxins make us obese. And then we go on these extreme diets and we start burning fat and dumping toxins and we feel awful. So they're lipophilic, meaning fat loving. And this is a survival mechanism. The body does it to prevent you from dying right away and prevent these toxins from freely circulating in the body. There's a new classification you can see all the way at the bottom there called diabetogens. These are chemicals that enter the body, kill the beta cells in your pancreas that produce insulin, or disrupt their function, which leads to diabetes. So the higher your stress bucket, the higher your toxic load, the more symptoms you're going to have. And I'm gonna relate this to the biohacking space in a second, but you can see that bucket, you have 70 trillion cells, so you have 70 trillion buckets in your body. If you have a lot of toxins and trauma and infections, it's gonna lead to the symptoms. But with biohacking, here's the thing. I love biohacking. I love this expo. I love being a part of the biohacking space. I see a lot of people whose stress bucket, their toxic bucket is so full, and they hear about red light therapy, cold plunging. They hear about different things, and they do too much. And they violate a principle called hormesis. How many of you have heard of hormesis before? Y'all are smart. Yeah, half of you have. So hormesis is one of the most important things you can view your health through. And I'm going to explain, this is the definition according to Wikipedia, a phenomenon in which a harmful substance gives a stimulating beneficial effect to living organisms, humans, when the quantity of the harmful substance is small. Let me explain this a little bit better. Exercise is the perfect example. So you can see that green graph right there, that hormetic zone. You're a couch potato, let's say, and you decide to go exercise. And when you exercise, and if you do the right amount of stress, the right amount of stimulation and recover, you stay in that hormetic zone And then you have reactive oxygen species that drop, which is free radicals. Antioxidants go up. All these good things happen. But if you went and did CrossFit as that first workout, then you get out of that zone, you actually hurt yourself. So stress is not bad. Stress is vital to health and longevity as long as you adapt to the stress. So let's talk about biohacking real quick. Red light, I have panels at home. Cold plunge, I have a plunge at home. Sauna, I'm getting a sauna soon. Fasting, PEMF, all the things out here. What do they have in common? They're stressing the body. Is that bad? Well, if you're not adapting to it, it is. And I see people hear about cold plunging, for example. I mean, come on, I ask the average person, how long should you cold plunge? What are they gonna say? 3 minutes. 3 minutes, Ben. If somebody's stress bucket is so high and you put them in a 3 minute cold plunge, that person will not adapt. They're gonna feel awful the rest of the day. So one of the most important things you can do to assess if this biohack, this fasting, whatever you're doing to stress the body is working for you or against you, is to monitor your nervous system. What I mean by that is you have your sympathetic branch, fight or flight, and then you have your parasympathetic, rest and digest. We want a healthy balance of back and forth. And the best marker I think we have available to test this is HRV, heart rate variability. So I have an Oura Ring. Some of you might have an Oura Ring or a Whoop Band or an Apple Watch. That gives you heart rate variability. In general, the higher that goes, the better. So on days where you have an above average HRV, go ahead and do the plunge. Go ahead and do the stressor. But pay attention to how you feel the rest of the day. When you do the cold plunge or the red light therapy, you should feel better the rest of the day. You should see an increase in HRV, a better sleep. But if you see the opposite, you did too much. So please apply the principle of hormesis to the stressors that you do, because just because Gary Brecka could do 4 minutes in the cold plunge or Joe Rogan could do 20 minutes doesn't necessarily mean you should do it or I should do it. So always pay attention to that. Number two, adulterated seed oils. Since the 1920s, we see a huge influx in these industrialized seed oils, along with refined carbohydrates, sugar, and grains. How many of you know Dr. Kate Shanahan, author of Deep Nutrition? Not a lot of you do. Okay, so she has a great book called Deep Nutrition. She was the nutritionist for the Los Angeles Lakers when Kobe Bryant used to play. Friend of mine, I asked her the question, Dr. Kate, I'm gonna give you three scenarios. Which scenario is going to lead to disease faster? Smoking cigarettes every day, eating processed sugar every day, or eating vegetable oils every day? What do you think she said? The vegetable oils? Yeah, you're smart. She said, that's an easy question, Ben. Hands down, it's the vegetable oils. She said, look, smoking's not good for you, but once you finish the last puff, that damage is done. That cigarette smoke is not being stored in your body fat. Processed sugar, not good for you, but what happens after you get a big glucose spike? It goes back down. But these vegetable oils called linoleic acid, the half-life, meaning if you stopped eating them today, the half-life, half of them will still remain in your body 680 days later, 2 days later, inflaming your cells, your mitochondrial membranes. It's a problem. So I'm gonna give you a list of the ones you want to avoid in a second, but the reason they're so problematic is because of the way they're processed. High temperatures, chemical agents, it adulters it, and it's needed for long shelf life, but it shuts down oxygen transfer, not good. So here's the list. The ones you want to avoid. Do an audit at home. When you're at a restaurant, make sure you're avoiding it. Canola, which is called rapeseed oil in the UK. Corn, soybean, cottonseed, safflower, peanut, sunflower, grapeseed, rice bran, and yes, fish oil is considered a bad fat as well. We want to swap them for saturated fats and monounsaturated fats. Olive oil, avocado, grass-fed butter, ghee, duck fat, lard, coconut oil, beef tallow, and here's a rule of thumb. When you're cooking with fats, animal fats are best. When you're using salad dressings and dips, more plant-based, fruit-based fats are best. So for example, cooking would be better with grass-fed butter, ghee, duck fat, lard, and beef tallow. Dressings and dips, more of the other ones. When I go to restaurants, I drive my fiance crazy sometimes because when I have this seed oil allergy card. Let me go back a second before I reveal that. I tell the server I'm allergic to vegetable oils. We did it last night, right, Paul? And I tell them that because I don't want to eat vegetable oils at restaurants, right? Doc, we were there. I showed them my seed oil allergy card. They pay attention when you say, it is an allergy versus a preference. So for years, I've been telling my students to do this, and I created this. It's called a seed oil allergy card. And on here, it tells the chef, I'm allergic to these bad oils, please swap them for this. And you just show it to the server. It works like a charm.
Have you ever felt off during your keto journey or carnivore journey? Maybe you experienced a headache, some fatigue, pesky cravings. This can happen when your body loses vital minerals, especially when following a keto diet. Here's what happens. When you lower insulin on keto and carnivore and fasting, you shed excess body weight. This is fantastic because you look lighter and feel lighter. However, you lose essential minerals like potassium, sodium, and magnesium. That's where Beam Mineral steps in. It's a full spectrum, concentrated electrolyte and mineral supplement that gives you all the essentials your body needs. Beam Mineral products are the perfect support for anyone doing keto, carnivore, and fasting. It does not break your fast. It does not contain any anti-nutrients, so it is carnivore friendly. It tastes just like water. It helps to keep your carb cravings at bay and to keep you in this fat-adapted state we love called ketosis. I love this product. I drink it daily. I give it to my dog as well. So give Beam Minerals a try today for an enhanced keto, carnivore, and fasting experience. Head over to beamminerals.com and use the coupon code AZADI, which is my last name, A-Z-A-D-I, for a special discount. That is beamminerals.com, BEAMMINERALS.com, coupon code AZADI. We'll put that down below in the podcast notes. All right, let's get back to this interview.
Number three, glyphosate. Stephanie Seneff has shown, and Nancy Swanson, strong correlations between glyphosate and disease. Glyphosate, Roundup, herbicides, pesticides, atrazine, everywhere. And here are some strong correlations between the application of glyphosate and dementia, diabetes, autism, Alzheimer's, and also Parkinson's. Glyphosate rips open your tight junctions. Glyphosate forces heavy metals deeper inside of your tissues. Glyphosate is a problem. When you think about, how many of you have been to Europe before, Italy or anywhere in Europe? What do they have? What's the difference between the people in Europe, let's say Italy, for example, and here in the United States? What's the biggest difference? But with the people, not the food necessarily, but the people. They're not as overweight there. They're not as obese. Do they have more gyms there? Is that why? No, they have a fraction amount of the gyms. So what's the difference? They banned glyphosate years ago. They banned red dye 40 and all these ingredients for us, for them. But here in the United States, they're not banned. And that is the biggest difference right there. So we want to eat organic, non-GMO as much as possible. Beam Minerals, Fulvic and Humix, great way to get rid of glyphosate as well. So maybe consider that. But number four, which is the first domino here, with all the disease, is glucose, high glucose and insulin spikes. This is the first domino to fall before all these metabolic conditions happen. So here's the untold truth about diabetes. Most people don't understand, this is type 2 diabetes, that just because you're taking medication doesn't mean you're exempt from the set of statistics, heart disease, kidney failures, etc. Medication for type 2 diabetes might show the blood sugar is getting better, but the disease is getting worse and it's progressing. And this study shows that if your A1C, which is the 3-month average of your blood glucose, is 7.5% or higher, every year it's there, you lose 100 days off your life. So if it's at that for 15 years, you lose 4 years off your lifespan. That's how damaging glucose is to your blood vessels. And it's actually rare to die from diabetes. It's very rare. It's what diabetes leads to. It's the heart disease, the kidney failures, the amputations, etc. I saw this with my dad. So let's ask the question, how much sugar can the body hold? Well, we have some reserves. In the bloodstream, the body wants about 1 teaspoon of sugar in the entire bloodstream. So when you're fasted and you test your fasting glucose, that's 80 milligrams per deciliters. Then we have backups. We have the liver and the muscle glycogen. We could store about 25 to 30 teaspoons in the liver, and 100 teaspoons in your skeletal muscles, depending on how much muscle mass you have. So that's considered what the body can hold. But what is the average person eating? And these are actual stats from Chronometer. One bowl of an acai bowl from Jamba Juice is 20 teaspoons of sugar. That's almost 100 grams of sugar. Lucky Charms, 12 teaspoons of sugar, 60 grams in two servings. Oatmeal, which by the way is typically loaded with glyphosate, two servings is 10.4 teaspoons, 52 grams. Orange juice, same thing, 10.4 teaspoons. So you can see what's happening with this high sugar load, and combine that with the average American eating 17 to 23 times a day, snacking and grazing, they're raising glucose and insulin 17 to 23 times per day. The body is not equipped to handle that. So that is like saying, here's an analogy I got from my friend Dr. Fung. Name a musician. What's your favorite musician? Anybody want to shout out their favorite artist? Rosalia. All right, my fiance says Rosalia. I know she loves Rosalia. So let's say my fiance Natasia got Spotify on her phone, put on her headphones, and started listening to Rosalia nonstop. Listening to Rosalia, she's dancing, but she doesn't take a break from listening to the music. She goes to bed with the headphones on, listening to music. Doesn't take any break. After a few weeks, she's gonna feel like that volume is decreasing, right? Because she's not taking a break. So what does she do? Instead of taking a break, she just increases the volume from 50% to, let's say, 70%. But she doesn't take a break from listening to the music. After about a month, same issue. She is at a point now where that volume is 100%. What is happening to her? She's going deaf to the music. What is happening to us with high carbs and frequency of eating? We're going deaf to the screams of insulin. The music is your pancreas shouting out insulin. And then, of course, our hearing is the receptor sites that need to pick up that message. When you're eating frequently and eating high carbs, you are burning out the beta cells. You're going deaf to the screams of insulin. So the solution is to dial down the music. Keto, fasting, get more sensitive with your hormones. And here are some studies. I just want you to pay attention to the red font there on what a keto diet does to reverse type 2 diabetes. At the 6-month mark, compared to control diets, the keto diet had a higher remission in 57% of patients with type 2 diabetes. 57% at the 6-month mark. This one is showing at the 1-year mark, they were able to lower their A1C below 6.5%, which is where you're classified as diabetic, in 42 to 69% of the patients. And this study at the 2-year mark showed a 53% reversal in type 2 diabetes and 17% with keto. And I looked at other studies, drug trials showing similar effectiveness to what I just showed you. Nothing. There's not one. That's why Big Pharma hates keto. That's why there's a big movement to come after keto and carnivore and these more ancestral diets. Number 5, sick care. We live in a world in America where we're being sold sickness. And even worse, they're creating sickness for us. And here's how it works. It's a big cash cow for Big Pharma to make profits out of us. The example is this. Somebody goes to Walgreens or CVS, their convenience store. At the front of the store, they see the packaged foods with artificial Frankenfood ingredients, right? And they buy it because it's cheap. And they eat this food-like substances, and they go home, and they get symptoms. So now they contact their conventional doctor, they get a prescription, they go back to the same store, but now they go to the back of the store to pick up the prescription. But they don't change their ways, they are still eating the artificial crap, so they return to the front of the store, they get more symptoms, they come to the back of the store, they're back and forth, they're hooked. But here's the thing, symptoms are not the problem. Symptoms are a gift from your innate intelligence to show you something you're eating, something you're thinking, something in your environment, taking your body out of homeostasis. This is the way of a check engine light to show you to pay attention. Not to mask it, but to actually look at it as a gift. So if you're dealing with a symptom, look at that as a gift. What can you do to open up the hood and find out what's turned on that check engine light? And the truth is, a cured patient is a lost customer. Neville Goddard said, "We are only limited by weakness of attention and poverty of imagination." Let me explain this and how it relates to what I'm sharing here. And Dr. V is going to talk about this later, by the way. So the subconscious mind runs the show. And weakness of attention is mainstream news, which I call fear porn, social media, friends, family, coworkers, billboards, TV commercials. And let me relate this to what I mean here. So here's a photo of me and my mom. I love my mom. She's my superhero. Every Thursday, me and my fiance have dinner with her. And there's a problem with the dinner, by the way. And here's the problem. My mom likes to watch TV. she watches Hallmark Channel, and the TV commercials are on the whole time we're at her place, right, Natasha? And I'm seeing all these commercials for this medication, fast food, medication, and I'm wondering what percentage of these commercials on TV are funded by Big Pharma. And I'm gonna ask you the question. This is the first question. What do you think the percentage is of TV commercials that are funded by Big Pharma? What do you think it is? 50%? 80%? 90%? Nobody's hit it. I'm gonna give a book away for the person who nails it directly. 98. All right, you said 80%? You're the closest. 75%. Here, get a book. Give her a big round of applause. She earned it, yeah. 75% of the commercials on TV are funded by Big Pharma. Next question I asked, out of the 195 countries, how many countries allow for Big Pharma to market on TV? How many countries? Stephanie got it, two, yeah. Two countries, New Zealand and the United States. Stephanie, here you go, get a book. Everybody give Stephanie a big round of applause. Yeah, yes, you're awesome. Only two countries. Next question that I asked. Now keep in mind, if 75% is from Big Pharma, that means we have 25% left. Out of that 25%, what percentage comes from fast food restaurants? No, so let me share it again. If we only have 25% to work with, so it needs to be 25% or less. You say 15%? Okay. You're close. It's 11 to 29%. You get a book too. Here you go. Give him a big round of applause. Yeah. Good to see you, man. Here you go. So essentially, this is how it goes when you're watching TV or if the TV's on in the background for your children. Take this medication, but if you have an erection for more than 4 hours, contact your doctor. High cholesterol, take this statin and let's lower it. Oh, but then make sure you go stop at McDonald's or Papa John's or Little Caesars. It's back and forth and back and forth. But here's the thing. Your environment determines your beliefs and your thoughts. Your beliefs and your thoughts determine the actions you take and your habits you create. The habits you create and the actions you take determine your results and essentially your destiny. It starts with your environment. If we don't clean that up, it's going to be very difficult to implement what you're learning this weekend. And this came out from Tufts University last year, Dr. Bo Safarian. And what they're showing you here, items in green, eat it. Eat a lot of it. Items in yellow, in moderation. Items in red, avoid it. So let's start with the green. Honey Nut Cheerios, orange juice with calcium, frosted mini wheats. Items in yellow, egg substitute, fried and vegetable oil, Lucky Charms. Items in red, red meat, cheddar cheese, eggs fried in butter. They're telling us that eggs fried in butter and red meat is more dangerous for your health than Lucky Charms. Who believes that? No, you don't believe that, Paul. So essentially, if you're confused about the amount of information out there with health and nutrition, pay close attention to what the government is telling you to eat and do the complete opposite. That's right, David. Flip it upside down. That's it. It's called the George Costanza effect. How many of you know George Costanza from Seinfeld? Can't stand ya, Costanza. Anyways, episode on Seinfeld where George Costanza was getting crappy results in his life. Unhealthy, unhappy, miserable. And he said, man, everything I'm doing gives me bad results. So I'm gonna do everything opposite and see how that works for me. So for example, instead of he would walk up to a girl at a bar and before he would lie to that girl and manufacture something to look cool. But now, opposite. Hey, George Costanza, nice to meet you. I live with my mom, I'm broke. And he takes off his hat and I'm bald. And she would say, oh, come sit down next to me. And everything in his life started to improve when he started to do everything opposite of what he had been doing. So when we look at what the mainstream media tells you to eat, if you do the George Costanza effect, you're gonna get better results in life. Always remember that.
Hey, I wanted to take a quick break from this conversation to remind you that we just launched our Keto Recipe of the Week program. Look, as somebody who personally doesn't enjoy cooking, I can tell you that these recipes are easy to follow, even for a newbie. And most importantly, they meet my high health standards for the keto guidelines. They are protein focused. They have the exact percentages and macronutrients to get you into ketosis or keep you in ketosis. They taste great. It kind of feels like you're cheating on your diet, but you're not. And I have been working with the food journalist / recipe developer to make this available to you. So you could burn fat, feel good, get those ketones up, and adopt this lifestyle. They are low in plant toxins. They don't
contain any inflammatory seed oils and vegetable oils. They are built out to focus on protein, which builds your metabolism. And we're giving away over $400 in free bonuses when you sign up for the Keto Recipe of the Week, which is only $9.90 per month. Cancel anytime, 30-day money-back guarantee. That's 33 cents a day. Head over to ketocamprecipes.com to get these recipes at the discounted price before the price goes up. We'll put that link down below. All right, let's get back to the conversation.
The illiterate of the 21st century, they're not those who cannot read and write, but those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn. You love that quote, huh? Yeah. It's a great quote. We always constantly need to unlearn and relearn. All the time. Bonus. Last few seconds, a few minutes here. Your thoughts influence your health or disease. This is my favorite part of the lecture, so thank you for being here for this part. The average person has 60,000 thoughts every day. And psychiatrists estimate that 90% of those thoughts are the same thoughts from yesterday, and 85% of the thoughts are negative thoughts. Zig Ziglar called it stinking thinking. And I say, if your thinking is stinking, your dreams are shrinking. So how many of you talk to yourselves every day? Hold on, let me go to that slide. No, I don't have the slide. How many of you talk to yourselves every day? Raise your hand. Right. All right, put it down. Some of you didn't raise your hand. And you're thinking, do I talk to myself? I'm not sure. I think I talk to myself. I might talk to myself. We all talk to ourselves. But mental activity is not the same thing as thinking. George Bernard Shaw said, 2% of the population think, 3% of the population think they think, and 95% of the population would rather die than think. What do I mean by that? Just because you're having thoughts does not mean you are aware of those thoughts. So we're gonna do something here. I'm gonna count to three, and we're all gonna shout out the word silk 5 times in a row. We're gonna say silk, 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 silk. And then I'm gonna ask you a question out loud. You're gonna answer right away. Does that make sense? Y'all ready for that? Yeah. Are y'all ready for that? Yeah. Okay, we're gonna say silk 5 times in a row on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Silk, 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 silk. What do cows drink? Who said milk? Most of you did. Now cows produce milk, they drink water, right? That's a silly example to show you that we just go through the motions. The subconscious mind runs the show. But when we stop to become aware of those thoughts, we would have said, oh, water, they drink water, right? So just because we're having thoughts doesn't mean we're consciously aware of them. And that's a big part of it, because Dr. Bruce Lipton has proven that your thoughts are a frequency that communicate with your DNA to produce proteins, either inflammatory or anti-inflammatory. Meaning, if you have 60,000 thoughts a day, the greatest biohack I could ever teach you is that when you master those thoughts, you will master your health, because you have 60,000 opportunities every day to put your body in an anti-inflammatory state. That's how incredible we are. Bob Proctor said, thoughts become things. If you can see it in your mind, you will hold it in your hand. You are the most influential person you'll speak to today. I'm running out of time. There's one last thing I'll share here, and then I'll hop off the stage and do the book signing. The best supplement that you can get for anti-inflammation, health and longevity, biohacking, is something called vitamin G. Vitamin G, Dr. Joe Dispenza has proven, it helps the immune system, it lowers cortisol, it helps to build up IgA. They did a vitamin G workshop where they took vitamin G and they saw their IgA levels jump from 52 to 86, which protects the immune system. So vitamin G has been proven to repair the brain and enhance 1,200 chemical responses right away, GABA, dopamine, oxytocin. Vitamin G lowers blood pressure. Vitamin G lowers blood sugar levels. Where do you get vitamin G? Is there a vendor over there? No, right? Because vitamin G is the practice of gratitude. It's feeling gratitude. Give it up for gratitude, right? Those studies are studies on gratitude. And it's gratitude is something we feel, not a checklist. Vitamin G is the most powerful thing, because what you appreciate appreciates. It's a universal law. And if you don't believe me, this is the last thing I'll share with you. Believe her.
How do you think you've lived to be 97? Like, how do you think you made it this many years?
I don't know. Because I'm naughty. I eat sugar. I eat butter. I eat things that I should not eat. And I have all my life.
well, what do you think is the secret? You know, people ask me and I tell them that you you pray a lot, you have faith.
I do have faith, yes. I really spend, I cannot end my day without being grateful. I never take anything for granted.
So that's probably the secret. That's how you live to be 97.
I don't know.
Because you never end your day without being grateful.
I don't know. I really don't.
That you have a lot of gratitude in your heart?
Yes.
How amazing is that, right? Give her a big round of applause. Gratitude, vitamin G right there. All right, I'm going to head over to the booth, but the last thing I'll share with you right now, I want you to grab your right hand. Everybody, grab your right hand. Put it over your right ear. Leave it there as I say this, okay? Leave it there. Your body was built to be self-healing. Everything you need to heal yourself is not external. It's not a drug. It's not a medication. It's not a supplement. It's actually within you right now. You are a masterpiece because you're a piece of the master. You can remove your hand. Why did I have you do that? I didn't want it to go in one ear and out the other ear. So keep that there, okay? Thank you so much. I love and appreciate you all. I have vitamin G for you all. Thank you. Here you go.
I hope you loved that conversation, or not the conversation, but the actual presentation that I delivered on stage. Go watch the YouTube video of that presentation. I think you're going to love the slides. It shows up on the video as I present it on stage. Thank you for being here. Stay tuned for a lot of cool content coming your way on this brand new renamed podcast, the Metabolic Freedom Podcast. Leave it a rating and review. Share it with a friend. I'm so grateful for you that you continue to show up. To date, we have released over 700 episodes here on the show, 8 million downloads. We're about to hit 8 million downloads. We're represented in 111 countries, and we're so grateful. We are just getting started. My motto, and I hope you adopt this motto, is 100% left to go. Check out the notes down below, the sponsors down below. I'll see you on the next episode. This podcast is for information purposes only. Statements and views expressed on this podcast are not medical advice. This podcast, including Benazade, disclaim responsibility from any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not accept responsibility of statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. Individuals on this podcast may have a direct or non-direct interest in products or services referred to herein. If you think you have a medical problem, consult a licensed physician.